Blog Talk Radio.
There's no reason for you to find fault in me. There's no reason for me to find fault in you. And none of us are perfect, but we are as perfect as we were created. After all, we feel the same sun, breathe the same air, live on the same earth, and under the same sky. So let's just get it right now. Cause you have a soul like I do, so I have no right to judge you. Cause the minute I do is a reflection of how I feel about me.
Committing a cardinal sin today, and that is doing a remote broadcast with my cell phone. However, hopefully we'll get through this, and just before I was about to start the show, my phone broke. So we're going to manage, and hopefully we can, you know, get through this without having any technical difficulties. I'm just going to stay prayerful. But I was at such... I was just really moved to make some comments and to just do a little commentary and give everybody a different look to the face, actually the stereotypical poster child for domestic violence, which is usually men and specifically, more specifically, black men, but in general, take a big hit when it comes to violence. And I think that when we start talking about abusive relationships and violence, the first thing people think of, they see a damsel in distress, and usually that's a female, and she is being beaten or, you know, verbally berated by her male partner. So what I'm here to do today is to debunk those stereotypes. In the next program, I'm going to be bringing a little bit more statistical information. Wow, try to say that five times fast. But I'm going to bring a little bit more statistical information regarding women and violence. But what I do know for a fact, and I think that a lot of men would agree with me if they weren't so ashamed to admit this, that women are very violent. In fact, and in a lot of cases, much more violent than men. Yeah, I said it, damn it. Much more violent than men. All this PMS stuff and hiding behind all of these, and I'm not saying that PMS is not a real phenomenon or a postpartum stress. Don't get me wrong. But what I'm saying is women have a lot of different categories they can hide their abuse behind while they wreak havoc on their children, their loved ones, and their mate and partners. And men don't have that option. They don't even have the opportunity. Either you hit her and it's over and you're going to jail and you've been an abusive partner and you're going to jail. And 9 out of 10 times, that's not the case. Because what I found, even in my own personal experience, what I found is that men or people being in a relationship with women, you, unless you're just an automatic asshole and you probably beat up every person in every relationship you've been in, there's really probably only 3 reasons why most males turn violent. Again, one is because he's a complete asshole and he fights, you know, everybody that he gets a hold to. Number 2 is hasn't properly been trained on how to converse with women, because we have an uncanny way of picking you apart. So he hasn't learned how to conversely deal with you, or he has been so berated down by you that, you know, he can't take no more and he snaps. And then he usually slaps the shit out of you or, you know, just stomps you down. And don't get me wrong, please don't think for 1 minute that I'm advocating violence, because I'm not. But I'm letting you know, and I'm saying in no uncertain terms, that you can emotionally browbeat someone so bad. And I want every woman under the sound of my voice to hear me. You can actually browbeat a person so freaking bad that they have no option in their mind but to slap the shit out of you. And see, and so when that happens, when you run to and say, I'm calling the police, and then when the police come, he's automatically labeled an abuser, he's going down for domestic violence. Although he tried to leave the conversation with you, he did not want to fight with you. In fact, every time he got in front of the door, you flung yourself in front of it so he wouldn't leave. All types of crazy stuff. So he finally moved you out the way and threw you down on the floor, or slapped the hell out of you. And then now you want to jump up and run and call the police. I think this is insanity. I think women need to be checked. We have a lot of high conflict people out here, especially feminine energy. Women who are much more emotionally astute than most of the men that they are beginning to go after. And I'm not saying, again, this is one size fit all. If you disagree with me or you got an opinion about it, feel free, call me. The number here is 310-892-4136. Again, that number is 310-892-4136. Let me hear what you think about it. Because right now, I'm starting to think that men are really, really taking a brunt of this poster child violence thing. And women are not in the equation at all. I find that a tragedy. And it's a travesty. And it's a play. We shouldn't even be so stupid to even allow that to happen. I'm sure some of y'all, everybody, knows a violent woman. We could even go back as far as maybe that we don't want to admit or say, even in terms of our own families, our mothers, the very first people who were assigned and given us the, who were given the assignment to bring us forth and to, you know, raise us. A lot of them were very abusive. A lot of them, there was this, always this halo around your head, or a requirement around you that you can never say anything to displease your mother. I mean, you can do whatever you want to dad. Mom is sacred. And especially in the African-American community where we are very matriarchal, and the woman being the head of just much the civilization. In fact, if you go back to ancient times in Egypt, a lot of people would think that there, if you look at the stories in the dynasties, that the women were the rulers, and they were really behind the power. The men were out front, but the women were really the power behind the power. So with that being said, I don't think really too much has changed today. I really don't. I think men get an awful lot. They get, like I said, if you was to look up the word abusive in the dictionary, you'll probably see a man's face on the side of it. More specifically, even a black man, for that matter, violence. But we have all types of abuse out here. And since it's Abuse Awareness Month, let's just start talking about it. I mean, one of the most abusive people that I've ever come across, and who are people who have been diagnosed with, and I said abusive, with BPD, borderline personality disorder, or bipolar. These people can be some of the most craziest, violent, just ball-breaking bitches that you ever want to meet. And there is no way around that. There is no excuse. There is no reason behind that particular phenomenon. You can't say, "Oh, no, that doesn't happen." You know, women aren't. That's made up information. No, there's stats right out there looking at you with the behavior of some of these women. So I mean, the behaviors, they're looking at you. So there's no way in the world you can deny this. Some of the things that really bother me are people that are high conflict. They threaten to call the police very fast, very rapidly. The police comes, and automatically the guy goes to jail. Okay? 9 out of 10 times, the fight was started by his significant other. Okay? 9 out of 10 times, it was started, the fight, significant other. And now he has to pretty much bear the brunt and the stigma of being an abusive parent. I've seen women get mad, angry, and throw things at their significant other. I have seen vengeful, vindictive behavior in women that you can't even barely imagine. How they alienate the children from the father. They fight, they throw, they verbally berate a person to the point where you are surprised that the person didn't respond before, or sooner, I should say. You're surprised. But what usually happens is to do the right thing, or they really love the person, and they love the person so much that they think the behavior is going to get better, or that they're embarrassed by the behavior of the female, because this is who we're talking about now. Most think that this is going to change. She's got to stop this. She can't continue to do this to me. She can't continue to embarrass me or beat me down like this in front of my friends and family. And this has got to stop. And what happens is it doesn't. It usually gets worse. And with that being said, then the chances of the violence escalating become even more real because the situation isn't changing itself, okay? And you're realizing that you're involved with a lunatic who is not going to change, who is emotionally bankrupt, who is pretty much, just evil inside. And with that being said, they will do whatever they can to take their anger and their hostility and the way they see the world out on you, and which is not fair at all. I'm going to read a, if I can get it to be still. There was a email, if I can find it, that really touched my heart with a gentleman who had been in a, here it is. He taken a quiz to find out if his woman was, just extremely violent. And I think it consisted of like 17 questions. And see if how many he said yes to. Excuse me. So this is his response. He says, after taking the quiz, I can honestly answer yes to every question except for the red lipstick. It feels great to know that I am not alone in my situation, but disheartening at the same time to see and hear so many men who have suffered as I have and still currently do. My wife and I have been together 11 years, dating 5, married 6, and things were not always so complicated. Our relationship off very strong, and we were almost inseparable, especially in regards to our living, work, school situation. We only saw each other on weekends for the first 5 years of our relationship because we attended different colleges and she was in a very time-consuming and demanding undergrad and graduate degree program. We couldn't wait to see each other, especially after we were engaged and making wedding plans, and everything seemed to be going just great. Soon, we were married, and we fell into our normal routines. She seemed normal for the first part of our relationship, besides the occasional outburst or tantrum, but I regarded that as PMS or stress, especially given the fact that her school course was very demanding, and she does have pretty much a typical A-type personality. I learned to live with these outbursts, even as they progressively got worse, and I would just write them off as one of her quirks or flaws, especially her pessimistic nature. But soon, her mother started making excuses for her behavior, which I thought was strange, given the fact that my mother-in-law and I had become my wife's verbal and emotional punching bag. Shortly after we were married, something in my wife changed. A switch was flipped, or a cord clipped. Her mental stability started to rapidly decline, and all of her quirks were amplified tenfold. Soon, arguments became more frequent, and she appeared to pick fights and or start them for no apparent reason. To top things off, her self-esteem dropped to an all-time low. She became threatened by any woman that she thought was prettier than she was, even the ones that she had never met, i.e. at the movies, saw on TV, etc. And she criticized every aspect of her physical appearance. Unfortunately, this behavior continued for the next several years, which slowly drained the life out of me and created a rift in my personal relationship. I saw my family and friends less, and not because of the lack of desire, but because she bitched and complained that we were spending too much time with my family and friends. My connection with my best friend slowly diminished and barely found myself alone and severely depressed only after a year of marriage. She also became a control freak, influencing and affecting how and when we made love, when I ate, who I was friends with, where I went, how long I was gone. I soon found that it was easier to give her her wants, given to her wants and desires, demands and conditions, than to hear her constant bitching and complaining, which is, by the way, she is queen of. How did the woman I fell in love with turn into an ill-tempered, spoiled, selfish, self-centered individual? I just don't understand how she thinks or how she views her life with me. Almost on a daily basis, she'll say, "Fuck my life." And she is getting out of bed She's not even being funny or sarcastic. She doesn't even know how to be either of those. She don't even know how to be funny or sarcastic. But what I don't understand is what is wrong with your life? She has a husband that loves her and will do anything and everything for her, which I do already. A great family on both sides, loving pets, a beautiful home, a functional car, a job that pays over $100,000 a year. I mean, come on. You just be happy with me, with life. You have everything, but you are still a miserable bitch. And to add to this already lovely predicament I have to live with, she is changing her mind about wanting children, which we discussed before getting married. I want children, plain and simple. I do mean plural. Maybe she wants one several years from now, and it has to be a girl or she won't be happy. Honestly, I don't even know if I want her to be the mother of my children anymore. You have to be selfless and caring to be a parent, and I don't know if she can come out on her little world to be a parent, that every child be the deserving parent that every child desires. I respect this guy for being so thoughtful and knowing, being responsible enough to know that most people, especially in the black community, that bring children to the world, most of them are teenagers or babies and don't even have a clue to what emotional mature means. My life, anyway, back to the story, I digress. My life has been delayed or hindered for so long because we have been following her path, and it is hard to see my life any other way. I have developed a certain level of comfort because of my wife's newly acquired income and my overly generous in-laws, which I still believe is a bribe to stay with their daughter and not leave her, that it would be hard to leave. I do deserve happiness, though, and I deserve a wife that puts my thoughts and desires before her own on some occasions. But I made a commitment before God and my family to love her through the worst times and through the best of times, through sickness, though it may be mental and in health. And God help me, I still love her. Wow. Wow. Wow, wow, wow. Wow. Well, I hate to hear that. I mean, a lot of that sounds like the story of my life. You know, to be with somebody that you just can't please no matter what you do. They are constantly berating you. Get to the point where your body shuts down. You can't stand to be in the same room with the person. You can't even touch the person. You can't look at them. And you want to do all those things because you love the person so much. But touching them and just being in the same room with them or just touching them makes you, it's almost like it becomes forced after you've been berated and disrespected for so long, you know. I mean, this is really sad in terms of what the young man said. And then to get a response that said, I've been married for 26 years. The kids are grown and have moved on. Fortunately, have a good relationship with them. Things change and unhappiness settle in once the kids left the nest. Been separated for 10 months now. For me, it's 2. I put the foot down and had enough. I've had the anxiety and depression waiting to see what would happen. When I made the call to end it, wow, no way. She went to pieces and is going out of her way to convince me she loves me and I'm the man she wants. She has found new friends in the past couple of months and loves spending time with them. Had a holiday booked with them some time ago. At this point, I felt, along with the agreement from friends and professionals, that if she was serious, she would put off the holiday and continue to rebuild with us. Oh, no. Trying to convince myself that the time apart will be good. Been told following your gut is a good indication. Well, guess what? I fight that, too. And, yeah, guess what? I still love her. What in the hell do I do? I think you've been doing the right thing. Because no one that's in a relationship like this deserves to be treated this way. And you can love the person, and the only reason you're staying is because you love the person so much. But when a person starts berating you to the point, and verbally abusing you to the point where you become physical or you just want to knock the shit out of them, then it is time for you to move on past this relationship. And when you're especially talking about abusive women, I think borderline women top the list. women that are suffering from borderline personality disorder. They top the list. There is no end at what they will not do. They are horrendously jealous, emotionally disturbed. And in all fairness now to my partner, they told me. So I can't even be mad at them at all. I can only be mad at myself for not believing them, because no one, I guess, describe the madness. But if you go up to somebody and you're dating them, and within the few months of you dating them, they tell you that they're crazy or they have a lot of emotional problems, what aren't you hearing? Or another red flag is when you meet someone and they tell you some real personal stuff pretty quick. Those are always red flags that this person has been through something, and you might just want to wait because the boundaries that they have are not very good, because they're telling you too much information too fast. I knew all those things. But because I was desperate at that time, and yes, that's hard to admit, I was very desperate, I took on that relationship. And now I must love her so much. And half of me wants the person to go straight to hell. So that's the confusing dynamic of the relationship. I want to come back and visit this and continue to visit these type of issues in the future. See, I didn't have any callers, but that's okay, because I'm going to do a little bit more advertising and come at you a little bit more consistently, because we got some problems in this community and ain't nobody trying to talk about it. We are constantly talking about the race issues and the race issues, but personally, if you can't do the work on your person, charity begins at home, and home is in your heart. And once it starts there, you can spread it abroad. And some of these problems that we think are societal will probably work themselves out in a much more constructive way. I'm running out of time. I'm probably coming down to the next few minutes. Wow, time went quick. But it's very important that we continue this discussion on mental health issues and abuse of women. And I'm going to be back at you with the same talk on tomorrow. Until then, may you be blessed. May you continue to keep your head to the sky. And if you're in an abusive relationship, get out. Because you don't need that. And I don't care if the person that's abusing you is 5'2" and 104 pounds. If they're berating you and every time you're around them you feel just drained emotionally and mentally, take a break. I'll talk to you next time. Till then, peace.
Like an artist, I'm gonna be saying there ain't gonna be none. My daddy be saying there ain't gonna be none. Even some teachers did. Some more that's because I be playing and stuff, but I still know what I wanna do. I don't know what that mad stuff, because they done achieve their goals and keep their hope alive. I just feel like they be putting it all on me. So what do you do?
your wildest fantasies. Then you'll be free internally. Just don't get caught up in what everybody else thinks you should be. Stay true to who you are. Just let yourself guide yourself to your peak and to your top.
Somebody need to tell somebody that I shall rise, 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 and never fall, cause I've already reached the bottom to the top. For hope, hope has brought me there. So inhale me deeply and breathe. You
don't lose your hope.
I am.
Don't lose your hope. Don't lose your hope.